Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Hello, and thank you for visiting with us on another episode of Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Today, we are looking at healing from the pain of divorce. Healing emotionally after divorce involves more than just getting over the loss of your spouse. And we are back. Hello, listeners. You know, we had some little technical difficulty there, but you can't stop this show from going on. So welcome, welcome, welcome back to Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I am your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Today, we are talking about healing from the pain of divorce. Healing emotionally after divorce involves more than just getting over the loss of your spouse. It's also learning how to acknowledge the pain, let go of the blame, and get rid of that baggage, as well as learning how to be whole again. We have a music spotlight for you today, and the song is entitled The Greatest Love Song by Franz Bloch. You can also visit him on his website, as well as on YouTube. His name is spelled F-R-A-N-Z, and the last name Black, B-L-A-C-K. Be sure to Google him, as well as comment on his YouTube page about this beautiful, beautiful song, which we will play later on in the show. We have some sponsors that we want to make sure that we give a shout out to. And one is Chris DeRoy. He is author of The Courageous, Overcoming from Within. That's Chris DeRoy, D-E-E-R-O-Y. And his book, of course, is available on Amazon, as well as Michael Harry, Dream Trips. And he can be found on Michael Harry, the number 7. DreamTrips.com. That's Michael Harry 7.DreamTrips.com. So let's get to what are some things that you can do to help heal from divorce. Number one is acknowledge that there has been a loss. One of the worst things that you can do is deny that the divorce ever happened in the first place. Because guess what? You're now ex-husband or wife, your former spouse knows that you're divorced. Your family members know that you're divorced. Probably your neighbors, as well as your church family, knows that you're divorced. So there's no need in being an ostrich and sticking your head in the sand. Go ahead and remind yourself, hey, I am now divorced. And get a concept, an understanding, an idea of what does that mean to you, your family, and to your community. Now, some people say, who cares? It's 2016. People get divorced all the time. Well, I have to tell you, for some people, getting divorced is still disgraceful. Getting divorced is still something that they consider not to be one of the best things to happen in their lives, because the Bible speaks highly against getting divorced. I know, society, you don't always win on what you think is right or isn't right. People still have a spiritual compass that they live their lives by. Number two is that you need to understand that this is normal. And especially in today's society, getting divorced is normal. So you no longer have to feel like you have to walk around with a sign on your chest or that you are now less than. It has become socially acceptable to be divorced. So what you have to do is understand that this too shall pass, and that it being normal is that it happened. not only to you, but it is going to happen to other people. It happened yesterday. It will happen tomorrow. Don't put any unnecessary doom and gloom on yourself than is necessary. What you do need to do, however, is take responsibility for the portion of the divorce that is yours. That means if you were not a really great partner, if you were not a great spouse, everything that you did or didn't do, yep, that falls on your shoulders. Everything else belongs to your spouse. Well, we need to take a very short break, but when we come back, we will continue talking about healing from the pain of divorce. If you happen to be catching me live, go ahead and give me a call in. The number is 347-637-3288. That call-in number again is 347-637-3288. We'll be back right after this.
Dream Trips is an exceptional vacation club and lifestyle community. Enjoy exciting excursions year-round to extraordinary destinations. Expect the unexpected with customized trip itineraries and valuable deals at exquisite hotels, fine restaurants, and exciting clubs. Whisk that special someone away to a romantic tropical retreat or plan your next family vacation. Either way, you choose when, where, and how often you'd like to travel. Sign up now at www.affordabletrips.info. Call Michael Harry at 630-708-7296.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Today we are talking about healing from the pain of divorce and what are some things that you can do to start the next phase and stage of your life. Like we were saying, realize that this will pass. This is only a moment, a chapter in the book of your life, and that this too will be something that in time you will be able to look back on with a different sense, with a different understanding. And hopefully, as the years pass, you will be able to gather and understand the lessons that the divorce has presented to you. I know you're thinking, lessons, what in the world are you talking about? Again, if you were not the best spouse, if there were some things that you know you did and you shouldn't have done, there's a lesson in that. Doing those particular things can, may, and probably will lead to divorce. So don't do those things again. Perhaps you say, well, I didn't do anything. Maybe that was the problem. You didn't do anything. So what is the lesson? Talk to your spouse. See what they need. See what they want. And figure out what the compromise needs to be. Give your 100%. They give their 100%. Hey, you've got a marriage that is 100%. The next thing you can do is give yourself time to heal. Yes, that's right, sirs, ma'ams. Give your heart time to heal. Please do not go out there and jump right back in that saddle, because guess what? You're not in riding condition right now. Doom, doom. I know. Sorry about that. But listen, it's true. You have to realize that when you get divorced, you're all over the place. Your emotions are wonky. Your understanding of what it means to be a spouse, what it means to love, can be a little skewed, jaded even. So give yourself time to heal. So instead of trying to play the blame game on the other guy, point some of those fingers back at yourself. See what you need to do and give yourself time to heal. The next thing you can do is give yourself time to learn who you are as an individual. That's right. You're a brand new person. I know you didn't do anything special, but you're at a different phase in your life. So now that you're a new person, especially women, did you go back to your maiden name or did you keep your married name? Perhaps you hyphenated your last name and you're a professional. You need to decide, you know, I became famous as a hyphenation. Do you keep it? What do? You are now discovering who you are. Who do you want to be? And how do you move forward now that you are divorced? Well, I want to take a very short break one more time and bring you the song of the day. And that again is called The Greatest Love Song. Take a listen.
Love is patient. Love is kind. Love
will never end. Love doesn't envy, love doesn't boast, love will never end. Love always protects and trusts and hopes and preserves. Love never fails, love never fails, love will never end.
That's right. You heard it. If you're thinking, hey, that sounds so familiar, of course it does. It is 1 Corinthians 13. And there is nothing like when you have a praise and worship song and you are singing scripture. And yep, that's one of those ones that get read at weddings. Appropriate for that is love is patient, love is kind, love never ends. You may say, well, we're talking about divorce today, Dr. Angela. Of course love ends, but guess what? Love doesn't have to end in its purest sense. Love may be over with that particular person, but it doesn't mean it's the end of love. Well, we need to take a very short break. We'll be back right.
Go get your copy of The Courageous by the author Chris DeRoy. It's available on Amazon and other book retailers, also available in ebook and paperback edition. The Courageous is a creative nonfiction book, a personal journey in faith, and a collection of uplifting stories to motivate, uplift, and encourage. When Chris DeRoy took his next job at a technology firm, he had no idea what he was letting himself in for. He soon finds himself swimming upstream against the raging current of a modern-day corporation, its structure, and politics, just to survive. Learn more about the author and this book at the website dking1.com. That's D-K-I-N-G, the number one.com. On one side, he has a power man manager to deal with, and on the other side, a maleficent colleague trying to make things as hard as possible. One day, he overhears them discussing killing him, and he knows his battle is just about to begin. Guided by his faith and personal strength, he tries to navigate his way through the dangerous situation. Will he find the right opportunity to get out of that toxic environment before it's too late? That remains to be seen. It is an inspiring tale that offers a glimmer of hope, encouragement, and human perseverance. Get your copy today. Again, the title is The Courageous by the author Chris DeRoy. Available at the website dking1.com, Amazon, and other book retailers in paperback and ebook edition. Your copy is waiting for you.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Last but not least, and that is learn to forgive. Forgiving your spouse for whatever he or she has done is not only going to be beneficial for them, but most beneficial for you. Learning to get past the pain, learning to get past the blame, and learning how to rid yourself of the baggage of divorce. Yes, you can live again, and there is hope for your future. Well, thank you so much for joining me again for another episode of Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Please be sure to visit my website at www.drangelachester.com. That's drangelachester.com. If you happen to be looking for a therapist, please give me a call at 562-209-2083. That number again is 562-209-2083. And as always, may the Lord continue to shine his face upon you. May you receive his grace and his mercy. As we leave out, I will be sharing again with you the greatest love song by Franz Black. You can find him on YouTube. His name is spelled F-R-A-N-Z and Black, B-L-A-C-K.
Love is not proud. Love is not true. Love will never end. Love is not selfish, not easily angered. Love will never end. Love always protects
and trust and hopes and preserves. Love never fails, love never fails, love will never end.